The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks once again for making us part of your day and part of your due diligence as you look at small and microcap stocks to add to your watch list and invest in. And to that end, we're speaking with Advanced Container Technologies. They're traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol ACTX. I want you to learn more about the company. They've got a brilliant website. Make your way over to that. You can always use the company's ticker symbol ACTX. Pull up a news release. The link is there, but it's also advancedcontainertechnologies.com. We're lucky enough to be speaking with Doug Heldorn. He's the founder and chairman of Advanced Container Technologies. And Doug, I hear the hustle and bustle behind you. I know it's an exciting time to be speaking to you. Where are you at right now, Doug?
Yeah, never a dull moment. We're in Oklahoma City. We are at the beautiful CannaCon.
Outstanding.
It's going on tomorrow and to the next day. And we're setting up here and getting ready for an incredible event here. Lots of vendors. Lots of excitement going on. This industry has been going crazy for the last few years. And this is there's a lot of pent-up purchasing, I think, stimuli going on in this right now based on the fact that everybody's been sitting around with COVID and dealing with what we've dealt with over the last 24 months.
You know, speaking of COVID, your company wasn't slowed down even a little bit with COVID. Looking at your 2020 numbers and what you're on track to do for 2021, once that's filed, it looks like you've actually doubled your revenue run rate. Is that a fair assessment, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for paying attention to that. We're really kind of amazed ourselves at what's happened through, you know, the last 24 months, all the different adversities and things we've dealt with. We finished 2020 with, I think it was $2.2 million, came right back around, did a purchase, Advanced Container Technology, tracked $4.7 million right now through the quarters. And we haven't filed our K, of course, yet. But we're really, really optimistic of doubling numbers year over year in an environment that hasn't been the friendliest.
Yeah, and speaking of success, where you're at right now, and I'm pulling up this press release, listeners, bring it up, March 28th, 2022, Advanced Container Technologies to attend CannaCon in Oklahoma City. And that's kind of a great starting point for your company, because in 2021, you had great success attending the same conference last year. And it brings me up that you're going to be presenting or exhibiting alongside Grassfire Distro. We haven't talked about them in this interview yet. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We have a distribution, so we have manufacturing and distribution in the sector. So we basically white label for different companies that are out there right now. We offer a whole array of being able to, you know, do their packaging for them, being able to do their labeling for them, their compliance issues, all the way across the board. And we do that out of Catoosa, Oklahoma. So we're in Catoosa, Oklahoma. We're about an hour and a half away from Oklahoma City, where, I mean, this industry right now is just, it blows my mind at what's going on.
Yeah, Oklahoma listeners, if you've been under a rock, you know, we all think about Colorado. We think about California as some of the proving grounds, but that's almost over a decade for some of those states ago, whereas Oklahoma has been the hot spot for the last 2 to 3 years without a doubt. In fact, the New York Times reports that Oklahoma has become a marijuana boom state. Now, if you want to learn more about this company, go to the Investor Brand Network, click on the Clients tab. They're in alphabetical order. You'll see Advanced Container Technologies Incorporated, again, ticker symbol ACTX. Look over at those investment considerations for really great points that the company is well positioned in a multiple recession resistant markets. ACTX is established in rapidly growing cannabis packaging, which we haven't talked exactly about that yet, but of course, there's the grow pods. Grow pods have been a big thing for your company since October 2020. Let's now talk about them a little bit.
Yes, Jordan. That's, you know, it's exciting that everybody is about the cannabis industry. And, you know, it could be a hit and miss, and you get excited like a pet rock. The grow pod thing, the whole grow pod technology with, you know, it aligns with so many factors of society today. I'm twice as excited about that than I am with the cannabis industry, as crazy as it sounds, sitting in the middle of CannaCon. But with that being said, I mean, you have a growing system that uses 70, 75% less water than regular irrigation. You have a controlled environment where right now, California, you can grow outdoor vegetables and what have you, and you have a controlled state. We can take this and plug this into any state and make it self-sufficient. So you can plug grow pods into any state of the union, and you can have a self-sufficient state that you control the environment. Therefore, you can control the outcome. And it's really, really exciting with superfoods. I mean, I'm talking about things with no metals, no pesticides. I mean, stuff that you'd be hard-pressed to find in an organic store right now. You can actually create it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. That micro farming is usually the way we hear that put to us, is micro farming is using a controlled environment, and you can do it on your patio of your condominium, townhome, apartment, and you're able to grow with this grow pod a controlled environment for food and herbs that can be grown without pesticides, harmful chemicals, risk of pathogen contamination, and again, low energy consumption. So this is one of those things that will get past that condo board of association, the POA. This is the way you can have your own herb garden, your own vegetables. And again, as you just said, one, recession proof, but two, fad proof. Not that marijuana is a fad, especially with the news out last week. We are now on the precipice of federal legalization. It could happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but boy, it feels like we're closer to that now, Doug, than we've ever been. Is that your same take?
Yeah, we're all very, very excited about that. I mean, the stuff that we've gone through in this business for all these different companies and all these different investors that have put themselves out there through this process, being having federally issues with your banking and your money situation. I mean, this is such a game changer, Stuart, that they flip a switch on federally banking with this business is... I mean, it'll turn the lights on the whole building. It'll be amazing.
Well, and we've talked about a lot of things, and we still are only scratching the surface for your company. We haven't talked about GP Solutions yet, and that goes back to that micro farming and that vertical integration people can have because it's got the humidity controllers, the LED lighting system. Talk to me a little bit about GP Solutions and how things are coming along there.
Yeah, GP Solutions, I mean, we've taken some containers and shipped them to actual some resort situations and different islands and such that they can control their herbs and their spices and some of their foods. And with the lighting system that we use and being able to do super greens and micro greens and, you know, the wheat grasses and all your herbs and such for high-end restaurants, and it's really moving in a direction that we're, you know, working on different types of what you said earlier about, you know, energy efficiency and solar situations in the future with batteries. And I mean, when we sit and think about it 2 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, we get almost twice as much power out of solar panels as we did then. I mean, what's going to happen in the next 5 years?
Yeah, absolutely. We get more efficient and we get less dependent on those third parties to bring us what we need to have food put on our table. We're speaking once again with Doug Heldorn. He's the founder and chairman of Advanced Container Technologies. Doug, this isn't your first rodeo. You were an executive GM at Nissan Motor Corp, but this is your baby. This is your company. You've been on this board since 2013 here for this company. As you look at the remainder of 2022, what do you see as some of the operational goals you'd like your company to achieve?
Our goal this year is to, we need to really raise some capital moving forward in this next probably 6 months to a year. We have some situations that we can do a lot of things in-house and really control everything. In the car business, we always had something that we said that, you know, we didn't ever want to be responsible for the outcome if we weren't responsible for the process. And we actually are positioning ourselves to be 100% in control of the process. So we're not sitting and relying on any other people but ourselves to get the result that we need to do for our investors. And that's really something that we've never been able to do in the last 10 years or 8 years. And it's really, really exciting for us. It's going to be a great year.
Listeners, go to advancedcontainerstechnology.com. Mark down that ticker symbol ACTX. Put it on your watch list. What a great time to get to know this company a little better. Well, Doug, it's an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and I appreciate you making the time. I know you're very busy getting ready for CannaCon there, and listeners, use that March 28th press release. Go visit the company Thursday, March 31st, and Friday, April 1st at the Oklahoma City Convention Center. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. For Doug Heldorn, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.